Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Did you know that News for the Soul is home to the largest totally free life-changing audio resource on the World Wide Web? And did you know that journalist and single mom Nicole Whitney is single-handedly making this freely available for you to hear? That's why your support is critical to help keep News for the Soul totally free. You can help in several ways. Firstly, you can tell everyone you know about News for the Soul. So many people out there still do not know about this totally free, life-changing resource. So do us, yourself, and your friends a favor and pass it on today. Secondly, financial support for News for the Soul helps keep the show going. Whether it's through advertising, donations, or purchases of our exclusive audio and video packages, like the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, which will teach you how to bend metal with your mind for real. This support helps keep us on the air. Go to newsforthesoul.com now to find out more. We invite you to help us help the world. And thanks for tuning in. It's listeners like you who have made News for the Soul the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. Together, we are already making a difference in our world. So thank you for listening, and thanks in advance for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Definitely all uplifting. Pretty much today, we've got the founder, the visionary behind selfgrowth.com, the number one self-improvement site on the web, as ranked by Google and Yahoo, on the line with us. And who better to talk to than the number one life-changing talk radio show, according to Google and AOL. Let's welcome him on and find out the story. David Ricklin, founder of selfgrowth.com. Welcome to News for the Soul.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Very excited.
Well, it's a match made in heaven. So now you started, when did you launch SelfGrowth?
We officially purchased the domain name, SelfGrowth.com, a little bit more than 10 years ago. It was shortly before we were married. Actually, people talk about commitments and the commitments that they make in life. Before we were married, before my wife and I were actually engaged, before we moved in together, before any other commitments, the first big commitment we made together was to buy a domain name together.
Ooh.
That was our first big commitment. We bought a website.
So hey, after, you know, over 10 years ago, that's a big thing.
Absolutely. Who was buying websites together 10 years ago?
Exactly.
And we started as a hobby, and it was something that we both had an interest in, and I had an underlying desire to turn it into a business. But we started as a hobby and then a side business, and I went full-time with it. We grew it for a number of years as a side business, and I went full-time with it about 5 years ago.
Excellent. So why, there's a lot of people that are, you know, avid self-help people out there that don't make the leap into running, you know, something like selfgrowth.com or something similar. So why did you want to immerse in it to that level?
I'll take it back a few years earlier. Shortly out of college, I started in corporate America. I don't know if you've ever worked for a big company or not.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so you know what I speak when I tell you that after a few years in corporate America, I decided that corporate America wasn't going to be for me. It wasn't the place I wanted to spend my whole life. And after a few years there, I realized that one day I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I had it in my heart, one day I wanted my own business. And at the same time, I also started taking courses and reading books and tapes on self-improvement and empowerment, everything from Dale Carnegie to Deepak Chopra to Eastern philosophy, Russian philosophy, and I was learning a lot. And I realized at that point that it just amazed me that we have the power to continue to grow, you know, after school, that we can continue to grow every day as human beings. And I love the concept that we could continue to develop. And I wanted to marry, at that point early on as I developed this interest, I knew I wanted to somehow marry my strong desire for my own business and my strong interest in personal development and empowerment, self-improvement. I wanted to marry those two. And then a number of years later, the internet came around, and I saw the internet as the perfect vehicle to really marry my two passions, and I ran with it.
The internet is an amazing tool, isn't it, to bring us all together in an easy format.
It's phenomenal. It's really changed things more than many other things in the last 30 years. You know, perhaps arguably as much as television had in its day or radio had in its day.
Now, when you focus on, or you call it self-growth. What kinds of things do you encompass under that title?
The way I look at self-growth or self-improvement is a combination of the two. I really look at three main areas in terms of what self-improvement is. And I think these are the main areas that most people focus on. You know, one of them is health. But when I talk about health, I talk about physical health, mental health, and spiritual health. So for me, health is very broad. Another area for people is finances and money. And it's the practical side, money and careers and that kind of thing. And in addition, the last one is relationships. Because life is really about relationships. So if you look broadly, I'll say it's, you know, health, relationships, and finances. But that covers really anything that touches people's lives where they want to improve themselves. So it's a fairly broad view of self-improvement.
I'm curious how you define your audience, because I've always struggled with this. I've been going just about as long as you have, I guess, in about 10 years. And I've really always struggled to define the audience from a marketing standpoint anyway, because it's so broad. I mean, I'm encompassing the unexplained as well as the uplifting. So, holy cow, you know, the amount of different audiences that covers. So how do you kind of encompass or define your audience?
Well, it's interesting. It's changed. It's changed over time. And part of that is because I've changed over time. Yeah, I think back to how I was earlier in terms of what I considered self-improvement. And for me, early on, self-improvement were things like taking Dale Carnegie courses, how to become a more effective communicator, time management, stress management, things, more tangible things, and things that people needed to improve their life, but more tangible things, what I consider more tangible skills, where over time, I've developed an interest, a personal interest, and also a personal understanding of the importance of touching things that are more aligned with spirituality or mental health as an increasing important part of my life, and I think everybody's life. So early on, we had a more targeted market niche. Now I'd say we're really expanding, and significantly in terms of who we're trying to reach, and we're really trying to reach a wide range of people who are interested at, almost, I'd say our market is almost everybody. And a lot of people say, well, who's your competitor? And do you have a competitor with selfgrowth.com and self-improvement? I say I view everybody as a partner, because the way I look at learning and growth in general, my general philosophy is that every single person that you meet is somebody that you could learn from and that you could grow from your experience with them. So we're looking to touch as many people as possible, and our market is as broad as people want to define improving their lives.
I think that, you know, because I've often struggled with those questions myself and find myself on a similar page as you, because, you know, I think the old way of thinking is that sort of competitive structure, and the new way of thinking, like, you know, especially if you're having spirituality come into the picture and consciousness and awareness, is we all have a purpose. And, you know, there can be 8,000 radio shows out there that cover life-changing material, but no one can do me. You know, I have a unique piece to bring in a unique way. So there is no competition, and same with yourself.
Well, I'll tell you how we're expanding on that vision, the no-competition vision. We're looking to turn selfgrowth.com into almost a center point for people interested in self-improvement. And one of the ways we're looking to do that is to reach out to virtually every other expert or everybody with a website that touches on spirituality, self-improvement, personal growth. And we're looking to do that in a couple of ways. One is, and this is an invitation for you and all your listeners, we'd be happy. We've created a website directory, kind of like a mini Yahoo directory, where if anybody who's listening has a website that has to do with any of the topics that you cover. And when I say spirituality, self-improvement, anything considered new age, you know, basically a really wide range of areas for people to improve their life, anybody on the line who has a website, you can just go right now to selfgrowth.com and we'll basically put you in our web directory for free.
Wow.
There's no charge. So we're always looking for more people, and our message is we want you to connect with other folks. And we also have a very large article directory. We have over 16,000 articles now on a wide range of self-improvement products. So anybody, any of your listeners, any people that you work with that have articles or content on anything self-improvement, whether it be affirmations, hypnosis, subliminal power, law of attraction, virtually anything, we'll publish your article on our website. And for people who don't have either a website or an article, We're looking to provide them with a vast array of information so they can pick and choose what the best information for them to improve their life is.
Well, we have a lot of people in that fit that category that have, you know, a lot of people on purpose in their lives and providing all kinds of content, so you're going to get mail.
That'd be great.
And that's
absolutely
a good thing.
Just come to selfgrowth.com and we'll be happy to put your information up.
So what else do you do there at selfgrowth.com? You've got articles, you've got the directory. What else is happening?
We're also in the process of creating a very large experts directory. And I'll explain what I mean by that. We have we have an experts page for you up, and it's interesting. I just did a search for your name on Google a couple of minutes ago. I typed in Nicole Whitney, and your website's come up in the first couple. But I think your page on our website comes up three or four for your name on Google now.
As an expert, that's exciting.
Yeah, as a selfgrowth.com expert, and we're looking to create a very large experts directory. And I'll tell you how we're looking to do it and why we're doing it. I mentioned earlier on that my general philosophy is that you can learn from everybody. And there's a tremendous amount of people that are experts. And we want experts to come to our site and be able to highlight themselves. So we're creating pages for experts. So experts can come in and we'll create a page dedicated to all the information that particular expert, all their resources, all the information that they have. And we're going to be adding the capability for experts to come in themselves and actually create their own expert pages, kind of like MySpace pages.
Oh, nice.
Really as a large community, and then start networking with each other. And we also have a large store. So our goal is really, if there's something to do with self-improvement, and I took a look and I've listened to a number of your previous shows and what you do, if there is an article, an expert, a product, a website, anything to do with self-improvement, we want to be the starting point for people. So we want people to know it's going to be on selfgrowth.com. If it's not there now, we're looking to add it in the future. And the way we're looking to do it is really have a user community where our users can contribute information, because that's really the only way you can do it. We're in it. We have to. It's our planet. It's our world. It's our internet, and we're here to really help each other improve our lives.
Mm-hmm. Strength in numbers and networking is key. I think this is the new way, part of the new way. We mentioned the old way and the old paradigm of the competition. Well, this is the new way. Is everybody bringing a piece of the puzzle and ending up with a very interesting picture. So that's exciting, and I'm excited about our connection and being able to help out in that and work together in exciting ways in the future as well. So I'm glad we got that email from you as well. So now, you mentioned the store. What sort of things are in your store?
The way we've set up our store, we're looking to really provide almost like an Amazon.com is our goal for self-improvement products. So it's everything from products on meditation, to affirmations, to products on health and fitness, to money and careers and mental health. And we're still building it up, but we already have several hundred products. And we're adding products literally on a daily basis. And what we're looking to do, some of them are books, some of them are software, some of them are other kinds of audio programs that you can download. And we're really looking to create products to help people improve their lives. And one of the things you do very, very well with your radio show is bring people information from experts on different ways to improve their lives. And we're looking on selfgrowth.com not only provide the articles and the experts and the information and the websites, but also give specific information about other products that could help them in any way. And we're looking, it's still relatively new, still relatively small, but we're looking to expand that significantly.
I think we're going to be putting up a link. My understanding is you've got a link going up, so I'll put that on our website as well. But I believe it's selfgrowth.com/news to access the store, and we'll post that up on our site as well. You know, I've been kind of putting it out to the universe, as they say, about different ways to serve bigger and broader. As you may have noticed, you know, with my radio show, I keep it all free all the way back, right down to, I think, 2001, first actual radio broadcast, because it used to be a newspaper, positive news newspaper prior to that. And there's probably other unique ways we could work together and serve in a bigger way, combining print content with audio radio. So we should, you know, I think a lot of it is being out of the box and looking at all of these possibilities in a new way. How has your life and the way that you look at things changed by being immersed in this content for over a decade?
It's done a few things to me. One is it's opened my eyes. It's interesting. Even though for years I was taking self-improvement programs and listening to people like Tony Robbins, I still had a very specific and even almost a narrow vantage point. But as over the course of the last 10 years, what I've really done, I'll take you back 10 years, and on my mission with selfgrowth.com, I think it tied into a lot of people's mission. I remember when we started the website, what we're trying to do is really just create links to other people's websites. And we're trying to create a mini Yahoo directory. So we came up with the best websites on meditation. We then have another section that's the best websites on public speaking. And maybe we put together websites on NLP. And while we were doing each of the research, I started finding out more and more about each of the products. But in the back of my mind, while I was building this, I was really on my own personal search. I think a lot of people are on their own personal search, their own, what I describe, search for their secret, their own personal secret to success. And I'm sure you've heard, everybody on the show who's listening to the show has probably heard about the movie The Secret.
Oh, definitely.
At the time, and I think many of us have always been in search of our own secret. You know, what's the secret, the quote-unquote secret to success or the secret to happiness? And I think we're all on a search for it of some sort. And my 10-year mission with selfgrowth.com was really to figure out what my personal secret was. And what I found out over time was there wasn't just one secret. You know, everybody's looking for the secret, whether it be, you know, heard about Ponce de Leon, the secret to eternal youth, or even Indiana Jones looking for his secret. And I found that there isn't a single secret. And that's probably the biggest change that happened to me, that it opened my eyes to the fact that there are many, many ways that I can change my life, and not only change my life, help other people change their life. And that's probably the biggest thing that's really impacted me. As much as I probably like to think of myself 10, 15 years as open-minded, I really wasn't. You know, I was open-minded in my mind, but although I look back 10 years, I'm like, wow, now I'm much more open-minded, and I have a much better understanding of the vast opportunity there is to manifest basically anything that you want in your life. And there are different tools and different experts to help you along the way.
Exactly, and that's exactly and precisely why the new way of networking together rather than competing against is not only a good way, but a critical way, because you're going to be helping so many more people.
No question about it.
And that's why I also ask about the personal thing, because so many people on this journey, on this path of, I mean, this is certainly not what I thought I'd be doing with my life, and it's usually the personal journey, physicalized and creating a service for others on the same journey, and it's amazing to serve in that way. So what is your ultimate goal with selfgrowth.com?
Well, my ultimate goal is really to provide a conduit for folks, to almost be a facilitator, for people to kind of network and meet each other and grow with each other. And we run a number of different websites. Selfgrowth.com is one of them. And we also publish email newsletters. And in the past, what we've really tried to do is just get good information out to people. And in doing so, what we would do, I'll give you an example. One of our newsletters is called a self-improvement newsletter. We have another one on love and relationships. And what we do with each of these is primarily just send information to people. We take articles that are written by experts. You know, on the relationship side, we might have stuff from Gay and Katie Hendricks or John Gray or Harville Hendricks. On the self-improvement stuff, we might have Brian Tracy or Zig Ziglar, where we send out really good articles and good content from people. And that's been our model. And it's worked very effectively because we're getting a lot of good information out to people. But what we're moving towards is trying to create a much more interactive environment for people. You know, for like-minded people not only to listen and grow, but to be part of the community itself. You know, very similarly, I take a look at what MySpace has done, or YouTube for that matter, and they've created communities for people to provide a lot of information back and forth. the difference between how we're looking to do it and how they're looking to do it is MySpace and YouTube and a number of these other sites are more, the way I view them, more, they're more fun entertainment, and we're looking to create something for people that have a focus on expanding their horizon, expanding who they are, expanding their relationships, and really growing. So we want to provide a lot of the tools that we're doing and apply that, those same tools to selfgrowth.com so people can go and interact and learn and love and, you know, expand in every way possible and develop networks of other people that they're doing it with.
Now, you've got a large audience and great traffic. What's your secret to success in that area?
Well, it's interesting. You know, people, I mentioned earlier, I was searching for the quote-unquote secret. And what I've found over years is that there's literally hundreds and hundreds of secrets to success in general. And when I was creating selfgrowth.com, I was trying to figure out, you know, I had in my mind there's got to be one secret. And I had in my head there's going to be the one secret. And after finding through my business, you do it the same way. Every week you talk to someone who has a secret to success.
Yes.
You know, whether, you know, you might be talking to one person who says hypnosis is the secret to success. And then the next week, the law of attraction is the secret to success. And what happened during kind of my research, my personal soul searching, is I came up with this list of hundreds and hundreds. I realized that I had the understanding there isn't one. So I was trying to figure out, all right, what's going to be the best ways to succeed for me. And I studied all these experts, whether it be the Wayne Dyers, the Deepak Chopras, the Tony Robbins. And what I had done is a survey or an analysis of all these hundreds and hundreds of ways to improve and what the experts were saying. And what I'd found is there were 10 patterns that were coming up, what I end up calling the 10 laws of success, that are things that I use on a daily basis to help me succeed in my business. You know, part of it is just I learned a lot about the internet, and I've used the things that I've learned. But there are 10 laws that I've learned that kind of tie in independently of whatever you're looking to do. And I could take a minute. I think if people hear these 10 laws, you can say, oh, I know that, I know that, I know that. But one of the things that I did is I found out, what are the 10 laws? And then, even though we might know them, what do we do when we don't know them? So I can quickly step you through them. And
okay.
You'll know immediately. You say, oh, of course I know that. Of course I know that. And I'll explain some of my views and how I've really leveraged it. Yeah, the first one for me is critical. And that's just, you need to take responsibility. And I'm sure you've had the experience. We all learn about taking responsibility. But one of the things I learned early on is it's critical to take responsibility for whatever's going on in your life. But I have a little different vantage point. You know, we're all told from when we're like 6 years old to take responsibility for cleaning our room. We're all told that we're responsible. I think the law of attraction talks about the fact that we're completely responsible for everything we've attracted into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But my view is a little different than that. In terms of taking responsibility, still see it as critical. I ask myself, you know, where I am today. I take a look at where I am today. Am I completely responsible for where I am today? And I think about it. You know, there's genetics. There's a genetic component to our lives. There's the environmental component. We're raised by our parents or parents. We're taught by our teachers. You know, we hear from the media, constant bombardment from the media, from our friends. And I think back to myself. I used to be a big Twilight Zone fan. I don't. You ever watch that show?
Oh, absolutely.
And I was also a huge Seinfeld fan. You know, two very different shows. But I think back, I probably watched 500 hours of Twilight Zone and Seinfeld. And didn't these things impact who I am today? And for me, the answer is absolutely, they did impact. But for me, the question of taking responsibility isn't who's responsible for where you are today, but who's going to take responsibility for where you're going to be tomorrow. And I think that to be successful in any area of your life, you really need to, the first step is taking responsibility. You know, it's critical. What's your view on responsibility?
Oh, definitely. Law of attraction, level of responsibility. Reasons or results, which one do you want? One of my favorite teachers talks about the three most dangerous words in the universe of I know that, and unless you're doing it, which is showing in your results, and you don't know it. So
yeah.
I absolutely support that thought 100%.
Now, if you take a look at some of the other things that I found are really universal throughout many of these experts, They tie a lot into a lot of the stuff that I know a lot of the people on your show talk about, and they're things that I've used along the way. You need to, even after taking responsibility, you need to take action. You need to do things. You need a strong desire, also critical. And for me, two things that are critical is that I set goals. I set personal goals for what I wanted to do with my business and my life, and I developed a plan for this. And I think a lot of people know, of course, you need to take action. You know, you need to have desires and thoughts, and you need to manifest those. And people, you know, everybody has goals. You know, I talk to people about goals, and I say, well, we don't really set goals. And I ask them, well, did you ever write a list of stuff you were going to buy at the grocery store? And everybody shakes their head, yes. And I said, well, that's setting a goal to go buy something at the grocery store. We all set goals. And we all have plans to do it. But what I did is I really incorporated a lot of these things into very specific things that I wanted to kind of manifest in my life. And part of it had to do with my website and my family and, you know, finances and all those pieces. And I really applied a lot of the things that I was learning from people. You know, a few other things that fit into these 10 laws were being persistent. You know, you need to be persistent. You're being persistent right now. How long have you been doing radio? News for the Soul,
Yeah, about a decade. In spite of anything, full on.
Yep. So these are principles that have gone back for years and years. You know, and people often need to pay the price. You know, figure out what they're willing to do and how they're willing to invest in themselves to get where they want to get. You know, and one of the critical things that I found and a lot of people, you know, my goal with selfgrowth.com is really not, I don't look at myself as a self-improvement or personal development expert, but what I've tried to do is become an expert on the experts and learn what all the experts are saying, and then to incorporate the best pieces from them. And these are things, a lot of these truths are things that people have learned for years. You know, be persistent, that's not a new thing. You know, Ben Franklin was talking about that, and he took it from the French, who took it from the Romans, who took it from the Egyptians. And these things have been around for many, many years. Just a couple of the other things, the importance of paying the price, really figuring out what you're willing to do to get what you're willing to get. And a strong belief system. And I don't know how important it is for you, but for me and for many people, developing a strong belief system is just critical for success.
That's your foundation, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a foundation. But what's interesting, you know, people say, all right, yeah, develop a strong belief system, but how do you go about developing a strong belief system? You know, I took a look at, I was looking at your website, and I saw you have information, I think products and maybe interviews that you've done with people on hypnosis, subliminal power,
yes,
affirmations, altered states. And these are all ways that people use to really develop a strong belief system in themselves. But the core is you need to, I think the core message is that you need one way or another to figure out how to develop this belief system.
Well, that's the thing. There's many tools and many teachers out there. Again, coming back to the original comment of you know, there's more than one way, more than one secret.
And people need to figure out, once again, what's the one that's going to work for you. You know, beliefs are such an important thing. You know, it's interesting how beliefs are developed. You know, there's a lot of psychologists that say your belief system set by the time you think you're 4 or 5. But belief systems do change. But the question is, you know, how do you change it? You know, I look back to the example that was pointed out to me years and years ago, and it's an example that people have heard of. If you have a parent who's raising a child and always telling that child, you know, you're stupid, or you're not going to amount to much, subconsciously, unconsciously, or consciously, that child grows into an adult with a belief system that was created over, you know, many, many years that they're not going to amount to much. So we need to figure out as individuals, how are we going to overcome that? So it's almost, I like the analogy of you're almost carrying two buckets, two belief buckets. One is your negative belief bucket and a positive belief bucket. And your purpose is to really, one of your goals in life should be to reduce the negative belief bucket and to fill up the positive belief bucket. But the question is, you know, I think we all need to continue to do that on a regular, ongoing basis, but how do you do it? And a lot of the things you mentioned earlier, you know, some of these tools, affirmations are a great way of doing it. if there's positive reinforcement, there's a whole bunch of ways to do that. And I think I mentioned eight so far of these quote-unquote laws that I found, and I'm sure you've heard every one of them. You know, learning from your mistakes is also critical. I'm sure T. Harv talks about that somewhere along the line.
No, definitely.
You're changing your plan based on your mistakes and really learning from it. And another key component is really visualizing your success. And you know, one of the things that I've done, and this kind of ties into my whole learning experience, one of the things I was struggling with is, all right, there are all these ways. How does somebody go about figuring out, all right, which expert, which product is going to work best for them? Yeah, this count with that. How many have we mentioned today? How many different systems do you think we've mentioned already today?
Well, it's endless, the amount of options out there.
Absolutely. So what I had tried as part of my mission with selfgrowth.com, on the website I'm really looking to be kind of an all-encompassing. We're looking to make it a place where you can find anything. But then the question is, oh, my God, what am I? It's massive. You know, all right, there's all this stuff. Where do you start? You know, how do you pick and choose where to start? And with that in mind, what I had tried to do early on my website is figure out, all right, where are people going to start? How are people going to improve their lives? And what we had done, this goes back a few years, is we decided to do a survey of the industry and figure out who are all the most important players. You know, who are the people that are really the best teachers or the most important teachers, or, you know, who's really having the greatest impact on people? And we came up with literally a list of 1,000-plus experts.
Wow.
With information on their teachings. And we said, oh, there's 1,000 people. There's 1,000 people. Where does the person begin? And we decided to write a book about it. And we did it in a very interesting way. We were trying to figure out, so we had these 1,000 people. We were trying to figure out 1,000. That's huge. Can we identify who the top 101, quote-unquote, self-improvement experts are? Who are the top 101? And then once we identify them, you know, what do they teach? What can you learn from them? What are their products and services? You know, who are they, and how can we learn from them? And we wanted to create a book like that. But we're trying to figure out, how can we possibly identify just the top 101? So we decided to actually leverage the power of the Internet. And let me tell you what we did. We identified these top 1,000 people, and then we said, well, it's hard to really say, you know, who's having a greater impact. Is Wayne Dyer having a greater impact, or Deepak Chopra, or Dale Carnegie, the Dalai Lama? Who's, you know, it's hard to figure out who's impacting, and how do you define that, and what does all that mean? So we decided to use the most objective way that we could come up with. And the way we had done it is we had started doing research on Google and Yahoo to see who the most looked up or most searched for people were through Google and Yahoo. So basically, we contacted Google and we got information from Yahoo. And we said, all right, how many times is Dr. Phil being searched for? We said, how many times is Wayne Dyer being searched for? How many people are actually typing in Wayne Dyer looking for him? Or how many people are typing in Louise Hay and looking for her? Or whether it be Norman Vincent Peale or Marianne Williamson, how many people? And what we had done is we found out through Google and Yahoo how many people were actually searching out for each of these people. And then we ranked the top 1,000 based solely on how many times their name was searched. And is it going to tell you who the best teachers are, or who the most, you know, who the most impactful teachers are, or who has the best information? No. But it did give us a good understanding of who people were looking for. So we ended up creating a book called Self-Improvement, The Top 101 Experts Who Help Us Improve Our Lives. And the goal with that book was really to show people and really give them a lot of information about each of these top 101. So we figured out who they were, and then we wrote about them. You know, we did a biography and who they are and what their messages are, with quotes and their thoughts and how to get started with them, their books, almost a mini encyclopedia on the top 101 self-improvement experts.
Good
and
idea.
We came up, I'm sure you're familiar with virtually everybody on the list, you know, if you go down. So some of them are the more, what I call more traditional self-improvement people, like the Dr. Phils or the Tony Robbins of the world or the Dale Carnegies. But a lot of them are the Sylvia Browns or the Dalai Lamas, the Deepak Chopras, the Wayne Dyer. You know, it goes on and on and on, and we have literally 101 in this one book. And what we've done is created a special book package, and folks who are listening could get details on the book package. They go to selfgrowth.com/news. So it's selfgrowth.com/news, N-E-W-S. And if they go there, they'll get all the complete details on what Beth described as kind of a mini encyclopedia. And it has all this information. It's pretty easy. I recommend folks, I invited people earlier who have websites or articles just to go to selfgrowth.com to find out about it. But if you want to get details on this Top 101 Experts book, it's just selfgrowth.com/news, N-E-W-S.
Great, neat idea. Wow.
Well, it's been very well received, and it helped us also develop a lot of connections. And it really goes to the heart of, I think, what both of us are doing, is our belief that there isn't just one way. And both of our goals, and you're doing it through your radio show, we're doing it through our website, is really to provide a wide range of options for people so they can figure out what's going to work best for them.
Well, exactly. Everyone's at a different place. It's all relative to their perspective at the time, and you know, there are many ways, as we've said. I'm curious if you've seen over the last decade, a shift from a focus on more, as you put it, traditional teachers to the more spiritual.
Well, it's interesting. There have been shifts. I go back, I'm give you a sense of where I am chronologically. I was born in 1961. I'm 46. And I look back at the different decades. And if you look at the 60s and the early 70s, they were very much more spiritual. You know, people were trying to get in touch with their spiritual roots. And that was, if you remember back, I don't know where you were those days, if you were around yet. But
I'm pretty much around where you were.
Okay. But at the time, things like EFT were pretty big. And transformational things, spiritual transformational things were very, very big. So it was almost a craze of sorts. And then, you know, if you go to the 80s and 90s and early 90s, I think there was a move away from it. You know, it wasn't a complete move. You know, it was obviously people that were still very interested, and it was still growing. And I've seen a move back to the more spiritual. And what I think we're finding is just we're growing into an unbelievably eclectic world. You know, a lot of the Eastern, you know, a lot of the stuff that's more spiritual is coming from Eastern influences, from the Hindu or the Buddhist influences, and being incorporated into the teachings of Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra and a lot of the guests that you have. And there's different pieces, and what people are kind of struggling with is a balance of what I consider the more spiritual side and the more practical side of their life, because, you know, people have tangible needs and then they have intangible needs. You know, they have desires, they have spiritual needs, they have needs for love and for companionship. There's a whole bunch of things. So I think people over the course of the last few years are trying to look for a balance, so they're looking both routes in all facets of their life.
Well, that's the thing, too, with the Internet, where East and West and everything in between is directly connected now, so we just have it all right there going on. It's very exciting, and I'm very excited to be connected with you and selfgrowth.com, and look forward to the possibilities in our non-competitive, growing, conscious world.
So am I. I think there's a lot we can do together. We have a few more minutes. I want to share, if it's okay with you, a gift for all of your listeners.
Oh, yeah, gifts. Okay.
And I'll tell you what it is. One of the things that I've been a very strong believer is the importance of inspiration in our lives. You know, that's what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great ways I get inspiration is through inspirational quotes. And I get them wherever I can find them. You know, I'm a strong proponent of inspirational quotes. And one of my favorite ones is from Napoleon Hill. I don't know if you've read any of his stuff.
Absolutely.
Desire is the starting point of all achievement. And I use quotes on a daily basis to keep me motivated, to help inspire me in a whole bunch of ways. And a long time ago, I had the question of, what are the best inspirational quotes of all time? You know, we have this book that I mentioned on the Top 101 Experts. So I said, you know, what are the top inspirational quotes of all time? And we wrote a book called The Top 501 Inspirational Quotes of All Time.
Oh, nice.
And I want to make it available as a gift to all your listeners as an electronic book that they can now download.
Wow.
And we have a web page for it. It's www.selfgrowth.com /radio. So if you go to selfgrowth.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, it brings up a website where you can download this book. And I'll tell you how we came about. It was similar to how we did the other project. We started with 10,000 inspirational quotes. And then I had someone write a program to see how many times each quote or how many different websites each quote came on. And someone would do a search on a particular quote, and they say, oh, desire is the starting point of all achievement. That comes up on 6,000 different websites. And we basically counted, using a small software program, how many different websites each quote was on. And we came up and ranked them from 1 to 501, and we're calling those the top 501 inspirational quotes of all time.
Oh, nice. Another great idea. And absolutely. So that's a free download for them?
That's a free download. All you need to do is go to selfgrowth.com/radio.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And so go there, download your free book, and that's awesome. Well, it's been a fun hour. I'm very glad to have you on the show and to be connected, and I look forward to our adventures. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking to David Ricklin from selfgrowth.com. And so just to recap, selfgrowth.com, go sign up as an expert, put up articles, get on the directory for the book special, selfgrowth.com/news. And for your free ebook of motivational quotes, the top ones, go to selfgrowth.com/radio. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. All the best, and we'll see you next time.
Attention, like-minded business owners. Do you have an amazing solution? A product or service for the soul? Something we can't find out about in mainstream media? Then we have a solution for you. News for the Soul is airing its Solutions for the Soul networking fundraiser show, and you could be one of our guests. This is an amazing opportunity to join host Nicole Whitney on the air to talk about your solution and share your information with the world. All guests must be pre-screened, and there is a fee to participate. All proceeds directly keep the News for the Soul show archived totally free for the world to hear, and all interviews are aired indefinitely online after the May 23rd show. To find out more, go to newsforthesoul.com and click on the Solution Show banner now. That's newsforthesoul.com. And don't let fear stand in your way. This could be your turn to shine in the News for the Soul spotlight.
Attention, indigos, healers, cultural creatives, and agents of social change. Are you ready to act upon your inner wisdom and step forward into your life purpose? With 16 years of hands-on real-world results, empowerment specialist Robert Moonsong is available to help as a visionary guide to authentic spiritual growth and awakening. To subscribe for free or find out about upcoming teleclasses, visit robertmoonsong.com now. That's robertmoonsong.com.
Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Sage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Satyen Raja of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyen says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to illuminationintensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's illuminationintensive.com.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
How would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect solid matter just with your thoughts. Find out once and for all how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com Spoon Bending Kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Enlightened, having knowledge and spiritual insight, freedom from illusion. Enlightened dating, an idea whose time has come. It is time for relationships that transcend the old fear-based paradigm of power plays, control dramas, stereotypes, and conditioned response. EnlightenedDating.com offers introductions and support for conscious dating. EnlightenedDating.com is about synchro destiny rather than the volume of memberships or regional location. Enlightened daters operate in the realm of all possibility, far beyond limitation of the conditioned mind. And it is not just a meeting place. Inside, you'll access the best in support and training from conscious relational experts from around the world. Ongoing interviews, webinars, and more support the search and journey in conscious relationship, all free, 24/7, for all members at EnlightenedDating.com. LifeChangingTV.com is a model of conscious journalism, documenting evolution of human consciousness through high-quality video programming. A combination of metaphysical awareness and an open, honest sense of inquiry relay the true story through alternative media that will blow your mind. Founders Nicole Whitney and Peter Williams started the channel after meeting in March 2005, drawing from Whitney's journalism background and Peter's experience as a cameraman for CNN. Since the project began, they have been able to interview many luminaries from around the world, including Stuart Wilde, John Kehoe, Dr. David Morehouse, Anne Marie Evers, John Hutchison, and others. To watch this fresh, unfiltered, cutting-edge information online, become a subscriber. Visit LifeChangingTV.com and click the Join button. It's that simple. LifeChangingTV.com, making the world a better place, one frame at a time.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Breathe. Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
From the heart of Vancouver, what a great place to bring News for the Soul.
I know, isn't it perfect? I remember that movie did film, Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was like that for real.
I think reasonably accurate, too, honey.
Oh, that's an understatement, honey.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our hearts and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Well, Danian just mentioned the heart attack. That is how he died, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, two heart attacks, right off one heart after the other.
Yeah, that's what I
said.
Wow. No, I had him. I have him.
You know, the whole thing about the spirituality and the wealth or sustainability not going together, I just think is the biggest load of crap, you know? I mean, what have you got...
Look at this girl.
Well, really, what have you got to give anyone if you've got nothing?
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Candace is going bye-bye.
Yes, I had this really bizarre experience where I got sucked through a wall, like a solid wall.
During the time that I was knocked unconscious, an angel came to me.
People's solidity began to morph with the geometries, so you'd see little bits of their, like their hand began to go missing.
And this particular angel, as I recount in the book, said to me that I had chosen the wrong path in life, that I was to choose a new path, and it was to be a path of peace. I was to teach peace.
Lots of amazing things coming up for this hour. News for the Soul. Steve Vaughn back in 1 minute.
I'd have to believe that the times that we're in are very important to us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because if we're not really, really careful in paying and complimenting News for the Soul, we're about to find ourselves wrapped up in something that will literally encompass the world.
Yeah.
And not from the viewpoint that we're looking at it from.
So tonight, it is an empowerment, a place to become aware, a place to change, a place to not become fear-based, but become loving.
Let's all take that deep breath.
Staying connected to each other and reminding each other about, you know, holding this energy, not getting sucked up into all that. Like all that garbage on TV for the last 3 days, just showing all the reruns of all the people falling out of the skyscrapers on the 11th. And, you know, just over and over wallowing in the low frequency.
Creating a mindset. Though.
Exactly.
So that's the mindset. That is a controlled mindset to change people's consciousness.
Exactly.
To create a way at which that they can be controlled to make a decision like war or not war.
Totally. You know, I figure, hey, talk is cheap, which I probably shouldn't say on a talk show, but I mean, compared to doing and experiencing, it's cheap, right?
So experiencing
let's
is
experience different. Some of what you do now. They're driving, should they be concerned?
No. But turn the radio up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Shinkuntia, Tina Kuihuta, grandfather. Carry me, grandfather. Shitehuka. Tina Tinakwehota, grandfather. Kweya Chia Hayan. We are all it, and that's really what cosmic consciousness is about. I mean, Christ consciousness was the last age. We're in cosmic consciousness now, and cosmic consciousness is, oh God, we all are God.
You just tuned in, and you're wondering what the heck you just tuned into.
We need to do that. I don't care if it's prayer, I don't care if it's conversation, I don't care what it is, but the one thing that people need to do is hold themselves accountable for their reactions and for the manner in which they interpret the nature of the crisis that is now at work on this planet.
Were done between 95, 98. And what they're telling us, Nicole, first of all, is they are confirming beyond any shadow of a doubt that we communicate with our world through a previously unrecognized form of energy. I'm not going to say it's new. It appears to have been there for a long time, but it's never been recognized. This form of energy works beyond the bounds of space and time. Information moves through this field of energy faster than the principles of light say that it should. This is one of the mysteries. So,
let's let this night and what News for the Soul is about, like we always say, it's news for the soul. It's not for the conscious as much as it is for the true spiritual side of us that drives the nature of our lives, that makes us seek understanding and yearn to be closer and closer to what is true reality.
This is a telephone call where I'm speaking with the mother of a 23-month-year-old child. At the beginning of the clip, you hear the mother talking, you hear me laugh, and you hear the baby go goo-goo gaga. Let's listen together. Entirely indecipherable baby babble. But backwards, the secret message, I can hear this child say, I spank him.
Okay, little hairs on my neck going up.
Now, they're starting to study the space between the molecules. Danny called it the exotic exonionosphere. And what they found is the space between the molecules vibrates to the exact same frequency as love. So in my book, another word for love is God. So when they say love is the glue that binds the universe together and love is all there is, science is actually starting to prove that.
Visit newsforthesoul.com anytime to hear all of our shows, read positive news, and interact with like-minded people from around the world. Now let's get back to the show.